News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has postponed a scheduled trip to Ukraine so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo had postponed the trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor ongoing developments in Iraq. Ortega said the trip would be rescheduled in the near future, and in her words, the secretary looks forward to the trip at that time. Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The secretary did speak Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. We get more from Reuters' Matthew Laritunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Kataib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Kataib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
That's Matthew Laritunda of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Wednesday brought some relief in the weather, but the toll to life and property continued to rise in Australia's devastating bushfires. Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters has more.
Police say around 200 homes have been destroyed, but caution that's an early estimate. Wednesday brought cooler conditions and a little respite. But there are still more than 100 blazes in the state of New South Wales alone. Overnight, thousands of Australians took refuge on beaches and in small boats to escape the inferno on land. Navy ships and helicopters are being brought in to help with supplies and evacuations. Now any relief from the fires may be temporary. By Saturday, officials expect a return to the scorching weather that created the tinder dry conditions.
That's Julian Satterthwaite reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests.